What if I told you there's an engagement and magnetism technique that not nearly enough people are talking about online? It is not a hack. It is not a trend. It is not something that's going to disappear next month when the algorithm changes. It's something that when you start to infuse it into your content, your copy, and your online world, it can instantly uplevel your presence. It can shift how much people enjoy your content, and it can seriously change how much you connect and stand out in your space. And that something is your brand voice, how you say what you say online. Because here's the truth, brands that nail their voice and have a vibe about them, a feeling, a flavor, they sound like a particular type of human, it feels interesting, they connect, they have an instant edge, especially in the age of AI and ChatGPT, where too many people are sounding, well, exactly the same. This is one of the easiest things that you can do to improve your copy right now, and this episode is going to help you nail these elements in your copy and content with so much ease. So let's dive in. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, let's talk instant up levels to your copy and content, because not nearly enough people realize how much your brand voice, how much your brand vibe can do to be the heavy lifters in your content. Yes, strategy absolutely matters. Structure absolutely matters. CTAs, actual copywriting methodologies, these things matter. And if you're in my world, these are all the things that I help you with through Complete Connect 24/7, through the club. I help you nail the actual copywriting formulas that truly connect, compel, and convert. But the thing that can take this copy and content to the next level, the thing that can have people feel even more about you and your brand, is your voice. It is how you say what you say. It is your tone, your energy, your rhythm, and this actual presence that you have on the page or on the screen. And in this episode, I am going to step you through three exact things that you can do right now to up level this instantly. It's going to help you differentiate yourself, be recalled more. This is an actual scientific fact that we're going to actually be able to harness for you and feel more like a person this person wants to relate to, this person wants to engage with, this person wants to go and buy from because you are magnetic. And I want to actually start by giving you a direct example of this. Now, you might already be starting to think about brands that have a really clear brand voice. There are amazing brands online. When you read their words, they feel soft, or they feel sassy, or they feel funny, or they feel cool, or they feel empathetic. Maybe they feel a few of these things at once. And this is amazing when you can get this vibe going of actually who you are and what you do and who you do it for and the things that they are attracted to. So if they like humor and you are humorous, you want to be elevating this in your brand voice. And not enough people are doing this. So here's a direct example that I want to share with you. Now, I have a brand voice example from Estee Lauder, the makeup company, and Fenty Beauty, the makeup company. And these are pretty big names, so you may have heard of both of them at some stage in your life. And you may also know that they have pretty different ideal audiences, approaches, brand personalities, right? And they show that through the way they speak online. So if you are just simply reading content from them, for example, a tweet or an X, I should say, a thread, an email, anything like that, you can instantly start to get a different vibe and a different level of magnetism for if you're their ideal audience, actually being drawn into the brand. And if you're not, actually being repelled, which is exactly what we want to be doing in marketing. So let me read you these two examples. Estee Lauder put a tweet / X up that said, "Whether you're jet setting or turning heads at an evening soiree, our new double wear stay in place foundation is ready for any moment in your day," right? So whether you're jet setting or turning heads at an evening soiree, we are ready for any moment in your day. Then we've got Fenty, who says, "Roll call, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Who copped that new Fenty Beauty today and what did y'all get? Y'all as in Y/ALL get multiple exclamation marks." Now we can see instantly that both these brands are doing the exact same thing. They are both drawing attention to something new that has dropped for their brand. And we can see that their voice, their vibe is doing it very differently. We can see Estee Lauder is trying to call in this, let's say, like affluent customer, like we've literally got jet setting or turning heads at an evening soiree, right? I don't know about you. I've never been to an evening soiree. I definitely wouldn't be calling myself affluent by any means. And I'm actually not attracted to Estee Lauder, which is awesome. Maybe it's also a little bit of an older affluent demographic as well. Then we've got Fenty, who's like, "Roll call, who copped the new Fenty Beauty today and what'd y'all get?" Now, I'm always saying like, "What'd y'all get?" or "any old thing," or "tell them, girl." Like, I'm shortening my words too. So I read Fenty and I'm like, "Ooh, what did you guys drop?" Whereas like Estee Lauder, I'm not really attracted to that. And we can see instantly that this is the power of brand and more specifically brand voice. And of course, this isn't just when we're actually selling something. This is all the time. When I'm being educated, I don't necessarily want my education to sound like it came from Estee Lauder, like the 5 most blah, blah, blah tips for your evening soiree. I want Fenty that's like, "Sis, you are going to be looking spectacular this weekend. Here's how we're doing it." Those two different elements are what we get drawn into. And there's people who would see Fenty speak like that and be like, "This is not for me." So while I've obviously played up, you know, my reactions to each of these for the point of the podcast, I want you to hear this loud and clear. There are beautiful people attracted to both of these beautiful brands equally. These are both uber successful brands. And while I'm kind of joking and saying that I'm not attracted to Estee Lauder, in reality, I know that there's also an equal amount of people not attracted to Fenty for them speaking maybe too casually, too maybe youthfully with the extra exclamation marks and the emojis they use and all of those types of things. But there is a market for both and they are able to call in their market through that brand voice. And this is exactly what we want for you to be able to do this, to be able to find your brand voice, define it, amplify it, and then add some additional techniques on top. So let's dive in and go through our 3 steps for you to be able to start to instantly up-level your brand voice and get these massive benefits that come with that. So step number 1 is talk how you talk and understand how your IC talks as well. So imagine 2 circles on a page. In one of the circles, you want to write down your own unique personality because when we actually tap into our unique personality as brand founders, as people, we actually already have a recipe for success there. One that is easier to execute consistently because it is coming from a place of authenticity. In the next circle, I want you to write down how your IC talks, how they actually speak in their life. Are they casual? Are they uber professional? And how do they speak to their friends? How are their friends speaking? How would they expect to interact with other people in this industry? So, for example, would they be really deterred if a brand in XYZ niche swore at them, or swore with them, I should say? Or would they actually not find that an issue at all? And that might be really appealing to them because, you know, someone's taking a really serious industry and making it approachable. So what you really want to do is understand who you are and who your IC is. Then we want to look for that crossover. So if you find that you and your IC are both very casual, you're both witty, you're both sassy, you are a little bit short in what you say, you don't really use long sentences, but you swear and they would find that repulsive, right? We're not going to be swearing in our content. We're going to be amplifying those other things and removing those things that might be authentic to us that would actually not work with them. So it is authenticity meets strategy. So I want you to actually have this list written out. And then the second thing that we are going to do in this first step, so we're still in step one, which is where we figure out what our voice should actually be, we turn it up. So when you can see my IC like humor and I am humorous, I want you to turn this up, not to the point where it overtakes your entire brand, but to the point where when you are looking at creating content, when you are writing that email, have you put a little joke in there? If your IC likes when you are sassy, has there been a bit of sass this week in your stories? Could this hook be a little bit sassier than what you've got it already? I want you to intentionally start to turn these things up to amplify that authenticity that is already coming through. It might be that if you are really animated and joyful, that you start to create more intentionality in this, even through things like exclamation marks, emojis, capitals in your content. It is not just necessarily the words you're using, but our brand voice is actually almost our punctuality, our punctuation, our rhythm, our emojis, because we know emoji is basically a word now, right? So when we are going through and we are using emojis, we're actually saying things to people, like that old saying, a picture tells 1,000 words. Well, an emoji tells like 100 nowadays. So use those as well. Play around with that rhythm, that spacing, and really make sure that there is this clear feeling, flow, and vibe, because what you have now is a list of my brand should sound like this. And when you are writing that way, I want you to cross-check that those things are coming through. And if not, turn them up. And I've used things like bold and sassy and funny because they come naturally to me. That's a little bit of what my brand is. But I don't want you to think they have to be this out there. It could be caring, loving, considerate, soft, intentional. Those types of things can absolutely also come through in content. And I want you not to feel like you need to shy away from those because I didn't say any of those. This is what is authentic to you. Step number two is then claim even more space online with your brand voice. So you have this voice, it is flowing, you're talking how you talk. Within the way you're talking, I want you to start to think of brand markers. And back in a different episode, I actually speak to you, for example, about community and building community and how important it is to name your community. Like I have the Co community at This Is Co, and I do mention that all the time. This is the same type of idea that I want you to start thinking about different brand markers you can use throughout your content. What are some particular words or some particular names that you can have that are quite unique to your brand? And when people are seeing things said, things written, they may see these words from you that you have this sense of ownership over that really mark your brand. Again, in another distinctive way on top of your brand voice. So we've got this brand voice, which is authentic to you. And then we also have these words or these markers or these phrases that also, when paired with your brand voice, just start to create so much uniqueness, distinction, recall, and also this sense of credibility and ownership. And what I mean by that is that when we can start to weave in these brand markers into your content, these things that are like ownable, repeatable elements, they help create even more recognition. They help create trust because it's like, it's this psychological phenomenon where it's like, wow, Corinda doesn't just use general words or statements like everyone else here. She believes in this so deeply, or she's so credible in this area. She has her own methodology or her own name for this, her own marker for this. She must really believe in this thing, that extra level to what other people do. And so what we want to be doing is looking for places that we can add these brand markers in. So it might be something like repeatable phrases that you can be using again and again that become signature to you. Sometimes people will go as far to trademark these. And for example, I have trademarked Seen, Love, Selling, Scale because this is a marker of my business that I've used over and over again. And now I literally own this legally. For example, you don't have to take it that far at all, but start to think about things that you could say to explain something in your industry, in your niche that is uniquely you. And those things are things that you can be using everywhere. Now, you don't necessarily, or you may not necessarily have a business where you have a methodology that you can call out. And that's completely okay. You can start to think about naming other things in your world, like the community name that I gave you before. That's a sense of ownership. Like Corinda doesn't just have followers. She has an actual community. She's gone as far to name them. It could be like Corinda doesn't just use the words accessible, authentic, and affordable as her brand values. She's called this A's across the board. And when she talks about it, it's like, my brand value to you is A's across the board. And then in brackets, those three things. And it's like, she's gone this step further to actually name this. There's this extra intentionality there, this extra ownership. And this can really add to this distinctive recalled brand communication style called your voice or your vibe, but it's really just the way we communicate overall. Now, this is something that you can, and I would dare say should, be leaning into and coming up with this set of brand words or brand markers that you can use in your business. And of course, make sure they're in your tone of voice as well. If you are a sassy brand, name these sassy things. If you are an empathetic brand, have the names of these things sounding empathetic, and these things can be tied together. Then after we have step one and step two, we have a clear voice that is turned up. We have these brand markers within this communication style. The next thing that we can be doing to really top this off in our communication is giving your communication an extra edge. And that is by learning other copy techniques that can make your words and your content actually sing. Because sometimes it's not about changing what you're saying to have even more cut through. We know it's about how you're saying it in terms of your voice, in terms of your own brand words, but also there are some copywriting psychological techniques you might want to start looking at weaving in as well, only if these suit your brand style. So this third part is almost take it or leave it. You do not have to be doing this if you think, well, that's completely against my brand style, my natural authentic rhythm. Leave these out. These are like the extra things that you can layer on. But essentially, there are some copywriting techniques that a lot of brands can be applying. And I'm going to go through a couple of them today just to give you ideas of what I mean by this and inspire you. So the first one is, and I've spoken about this before, and you'll see this all throughout my brand because I am a lover of alliteration, but it is literally alliteration. Now, alliteration means rhyming. So we are wired to actually remember rhymes and to remember rhythm. Our brain loves these. And I have the perfect example for you. And I think this one is kind of well known out there. And it is righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. And I don't know how many times I've had to whisper that to myself in my life. I cannot remember, like, turn right to make this tighter or turn left if you want it to be looser. That doesn't rhyme, but I can easily remember righty tighty, lefty loosey. And this is that psychological combination that you will see so often. Like, how many of us can say that she sells seashells by the seashore? But I could not necessarily repeat to you another line with that many words that I was told in my childhood. The concept of rhyming and rhythm actually really helps our communication style. And when we can add this into our brand, into our communication, we can instantly have a leg up. We can instantly power up our communication. And you will see me do this in my brand. I help with content, copy, compelling marketing with complete ease. I've got these co's coming through, this k, which is what the rhyme is. So alliteration is when we essentially have words very close to each other that start with the same sound. So copy, content, compelling marketing, complete ease. K, k, k. I have seen, loved, selling scale. S, s, s. The loved breaks it up. That's okay because they're still very close together. You might start to hear things out there like bold, brave, booked out, from chaos to clarity, purposeful posts that pack a punch. These types of things, when people actually go through and read these, their brain is very pleased by them. They want to engage further in our content. The brain kind of lights up in a pattern that it likes and it wants to engage further. So instead of saying something like phone us or contact us, you can say call or contact today. So it's these tiny tweaks that can actually help you to have more pleasing content to the brain. So definitely start to try, and if it suits your brand, weave in alliteration. The other one is the power of three. So you might have actually heard me say then, bold, brave, booked out. So when we have things tied to the power of three, this is also something that the brain really loves. It's emotionally satisfying. Again, the brain likes patterns, and three is a sweet spot. It also brings in that rhythm element that the brain loves as well. So things like connect, compel, convert, simple, soulful, strategic, plan it, post it, profit. These are the types of things where if you can tie things into three in your business, it works beautifully. Even things like when you're saying to someone, do you wake up and feel blah? Do you wake up and feel blah? The next thing you should have is, do you wake up and feel blah? So calling out three pain points instead of just saying, do you wake up and feel blah? Do you wake up and feel blah? I've got the solution for you. If you can actually pair three of those, the brain is quite pleased by it. So start to, when you are communicating, use this power of three. Another one that I would love for you to do to really up-level your communication again is always ask so what. And what that means is that anytime you write a line, specifically something where you're trying to compel someone, you're trying to explain the value of something or a benefit of something or make them problem aware about something and you really want to be persuasive, I want you to ask yourself, so what? So when you say things like, I'll help you write consistent content, I want you to ask yourself, so what? So you can stop second guessing yourself every time you post and actually do this and that. We are able to, when we do this, take this from surface level and actually drive this down deeper. And then, of course, I want you to be weaving in your brand voice and your brand markers to that. And when we start to bring these three pieces of communication style together, we are starting to use copywriting formulas that will hook someone in and then give them context, then compel them, then convert them. That's like a copywriting formula. Or when we use a pain point, agitation, solution, outcome, those types of things, these are copywriting formulas that we know actually work to communicate in a certain way. When we layer in on those formulas, this brand voice, these brand markers, and these copywriting tweaks, the copy that we put out, right? You might be putting out a 200 word post today that doesn't really land because it's not used a formula and not used these three things, where you put out a 200 word caption today that absolutely pops off because it has used these things. This is one of those examples I'm always coming back to about being able to do the same or less, but better, because there are so many of us out there that are doing things, pouring energy out, taking the time, but because we're not using these strategies or these extra skills to underpin what we're doing, that doesn't hit as hard as something using those skills and those strategies would have for the same amount of energy in. So it is well worth your time learning copywriting formulas, learning tone of voice. And of course, if you would love to do this, I would love to help you. Doors to the Content Mastery Club, if you are listening to this in real time, are actually open right now, where we go through one of the very first things, your entire brand, your brand messages, your voice, your vibe, your values, who you serve, understanding your ideal customer deeply and ensuring you are magnetic to them in the most authentically you, awesome way. Then we go through and actually start to learn how to communicate to those people the exact topics that they need to hear from you, that you can share, and the ways that you can share it. I teach you copywriting and content writing formulas, and even better, I do these for you. We have bot besties in the club. We have templates in the club that will actually write for you in these formulas and, more importantly, in your tone of voice. Because here is the other thing. So many people are using AI to write, and I love that, but not enough people know how to have AI write like them. And in the Content Mastery Club, I have a bot called Tracy. Tracy is your tone of voice transformer. And what she will do is you can give her examples of your natural writing. She will elevate this for you. She will completely dissect it and understand it. Turn it up. You will put in things that you have written or another bot has written in these actual proven styles. And then Tracy will put your tone of voice to that. She will keep the exact proven formula, flow, and make it sound ultimately and authentically like you. And she is one of the tools in the club I am so proud of and that club members love too. I'm literally looking at a love note right now that said, "Corinda, I am blown away by Tracy. She is amazing. I am in awe of her ability to capture my tone of voice and style. It leaves me stunned and I can't believe she wrote this and not me. A big thank you to you." And it's my absolute pleasure to provide tools like this. And as I was saying, club doors, if you're listening to this in real time, where you can get all of this, are open right now. The link is going to be in the show notes. So head on over. Doors only open for a few days every little while because it's a capped program. So doors are open right now. Go and check it out. I would love to see you inside. If you are listening to this in the future, do not fear. Head to that link anyway. See if the club is open right now. You might have stumbled upon it when it is. Or add your name to the VIP list. You'll be the first to know when we open again. And a little secret, sometimes when spaces become available and it's not enough space for me to do a full opening, I email people on that VIP list to let them know secretly that spots are available and come on in. And it's the only way sometimes to join the club for months is to be on that list. So get your name either on the list or get yourself into the club. I would love to see you in there, but whatever you do, please remember that when you do the same amount of content that you're doing now, but you do it better, you can see more results for the same amount of energy or even less energy in. And that is exactly what I want for you. And these strategies that we've gone through today are one of the things that when you start to up-level the exact amount of content that you are already doing, but apply these techniques to it, your business can start to get better results instantly. So check out your brand voice, turn it up, make sure you have these brand markers, and then start to apply copywriting techniques as well to get you this competitive edge and get people connecting more than ever to your beautiful business. That is all from me. I absolutely cannot wait to see you stand out even more online. And I will see you next episode with other ways to get seen, loved, selling, and scaling. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.